Okay, let's go. Okay, I'm on the bottom of my base. Welcome back. Okay, the more finished with Muktzah. Meantime, they got into a side machloikis here about a menorah. Reish Lakish said that a menorah that could be carried with one hand, meaning smaller, is mutar l'taltalo. If it needed two hands to carry, it's also l'taltalo. Rabbi Yochanan then said, no, either way, small or big, is also l'taltalo. The question is why? It sounds like muktzah. It sounds like a big thing is muktzah. That's what it sounds like. Now, if you remember, we had this discussion once before on Daf Lamed Hay. The Gemara said a very big keli becomes muktzah because you can't carry it. We said then that we don't accept that idea. Tais points out because it is Gemara. You'll see right away the Gemara rejects that idea. We don't have that lalocha. Yes, the time of my. What's the pshad? What's the purpose with the big menorah? So Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amri Tavayu, hoil v'odom kovei alomokim. That's that svara. Since it's big, people set it in a place and they don't move it around. And Gemara thought like it thought a lot, but hey, something that's not moved around becomes muktzah. Amlei Abaye Rav Yosef. Now this is the same Abaye who on Lamed Hay understood this Svara, that a big one he can't carry. Here he rejects it. So he says, you see himself change his mind. Omle Abaye Rav Yosef, Kilas Chasanim. Kilas Chasanim is it's a bed with a canopy, but the canopy is like this. They had different canopies in there. Some went like this. This one had two posts coming up in the middle of the bed and one thing going across, so the canopy looks like this. So there's no oil over there. That's going to come to that later. There's a problem with oil on Shabbos. This is not an oil because it has no... To be an oil, you have to have a top that's a tefach. So as far as oil, it's muta. You can take it apart. You can set it up. You can take it apart on Shabbos because it's not an oil. Meantime, you see, it's not muktzah. Now, that thing also, you didn't carry around. It's a bed. So you see that idea that something big that people are kovei mokim becomes muktz is not true, and it's taka rejected. So then what is going on here with this menorah here? Elor mabaye b'shel chulyas. What's the word for chulyas? It probably means pieces that you put together.
Is it candelabra?
No, chulyas.
Oh, sections.
Sections. We're talking about a candelabra. It folds up and you put it together again. So there's a problem of building. Might be a building. Because, in other words, a menorah shel prokim, Rashi says, maybe it'll fall, it'll open up, you'll put it back together, then you're getting problems either into makah b'patish or boinah. That's not doing muktz over here. Oh, Shreg Digmov, that's the problem. We're afraid, since it's in sections, it could open up and break, and then you have to put it together on Shabbos. So then what Rish Loki say? What's the difference if it's big or it's small? I mean, what's the difference with size? Not a question of size, a question of putting the thing back together. Rish Loki said if it's small, it can be carried in one hand, it's mutter. We thought before muktzah, okay, but now we're saying with Jackie, it's not doing muktzah. It's a problem you may come to put the thing together and build it. So what's if it's bigger, it's small? My time is with Shimon Lokish, the Shori, why is it muktzah? Zog the Gemara, my chulyas ke'ein chulyas, the izbochidchi. I mean, we're not talking about a menorah shel chulyas. A menorah shel chulyas in sections, that's also to deal with on Shabbos, because we're afraid it'll fall apart, you'll rebuild it on Shabbos. That has nothing to do with size. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what the Gemara calls something like chulyas. It means it's a menorah. It has a chidki. Chidki means like indentations along it. It looks like a menorah shel chulyas. It's not. It's really one piece. But since it has these indentations, what do they call chidki indentation? What?
Grooves.
So it looks like where you fit pieces together. It looks like chulyas. So therefore, hilkach chulyas, if it's mamish sections, ben gedoyla ben ketana asur l'taltlo. That doesn't matter the size. We're afraid you may come to build it. Gedoyla, big one, nami de izbochidki. If it's big, meaning you need two hands to carry it, it has these grooves, then we asur it gzeira otu gedoyla de chulyas. Because chulyas is huge. The chulyas ones are usually bigger. So when it has chidki, it looks like a chulyas. It can be confused with a chulyas one, so they acid it. A small one, that's the machloikis. Keep ligi b'ktana this bochidki. Now that is a step away, because usually the chulyas ones are not smaller. So the Shas, how far they went with the Gzeira? Mar Sova Gazvina, Rabbi Yechon, and all they made the Gzeira anyway. It'll be confused with Chulyas because it has those grooves. Umar Sova Lo Gazvina, Rish Loki shows a small one, that's why you don't go. It's not Chulyas. It looks like Chulyas. But once they say Chulyas is usually big. So small with Chidki, that far they didn't ask. It's one of those, you know, how far they went. They want to make machlokes in that zera, I guess not. Yeah. Okay, now umiyom Reb Yochanan Hochi. Reb Yochanan, the Gemara said here, well, it's confusion here, but the Gemara seems to come out over here that Reb Yochanan Paskins and Muktzah like Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara, how could that be? Umiyom Reb Yochanan Hochi. We all know Reb Yochanan Halacha Gestam Mishnah. Now we had the Stam Mishnah on Friday, that Muchni Mishnah, if you remember. Complicated Mishnah with the wheel over there, but whatever it is, we came out over there that Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. Look, we'll see you tonight. Muchni shalom, as much in Shmetes. I ain't Friday. We discussed all this. Ain't chibulov, ain't edmenesim, ain't matzelisim, ba'ol hamez, ain't goy renoisa b'shabes. As much in Yesh olei amos. The Gemara was medayik from there that you don't say migul diskatzoi because it says you can't move that wheel when the money's on it. Ho ain't olei hamoz. Shari, if the money's not on it, it's mutter. Afal gav the havu aleh bein lashmoshes. That's how we learned the Mishnah over there. We asked the kasha because Rab said back there on Mem Dalad Amud Beis that if there's money bein lashmoshes, then even if it falls off, you can't be metadli because it was a bosses on bein lashmoshes. Migul this katzoy. That's Reb Yehuda. The Gemara asked him from this Mishnah of Muchni that says it's also when the money's on it. Meaning, if the money falls off, it's mutter, even though it was there bein lashmoshes. And the Gemara answered over there, big deal. Rab holds like Reb Yehuda. That Mishnah is Reb Shimon. Very good. But once you make that Mishnah Reb Shimon, you got a problem with Reb Yochanan because that's a stam Mishnah in Kalim. So that means you're giving me a stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon. Reb Yochanan has this thing with halacha kestam Mishnah. So that should have committed Reb Yochanan to Reb Shimon. And you're telling me over here that Reb Yochanan holds like Reb Yudin Muktzah. Says the Gemara, we're going to have to bend a little bit on that. We're going to have to bend our backs on that Mishnah. We're going to read a little different. Omer Reb Zeira, Tehei Mishnah Seinu Shelohoyu Alea Mos Kola Bein Hashmoshes. You know, the Mishnah says you can't be goyri, you can't move the wheel bizman sheyesh oleh hamoiz when it has money on it. The simple reading means if the money is on it, it's awesome. If the money is off it, it's mut. I don't care what happened that night. We're going to have to read it a little different. Bizman sheyesh oleh hamoiz means when it had money on it, bein hashmoshes. Then it's also no matter what. Or if it didn't have money on a bein hashmoshes, then it'll be mutter. We'll have to bend a little, make a little doichak, so as not to break Rabbi Yochanan. I was going to steer Rabbi Yochanan. It's an interesting law, the Gemara says it. Tei mishno seinu, we'll have to learn the Mishnah that way. Shelo lish bor dvorav shel Rabbi Yochanan. So as not to break what Rabbi Yochanan said. Or else we're up against trouble. We got a stam Mishnah. We know that Rabbi Yochanan holds like stam Mishnah. And here we want to say, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So at the end of the day, we're coming out, at least the way Rashi, and from the beginning of this Tais learned over here, that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda in Muktzah Machmas Iser. Though he holds like Rabbi Shimon in Muktzah Machmas Mius, but in Muktzah Machmas Iser he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon Levi holds like Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Which means that, again, the basic problem, if you have a menorah and the fire went out on Shabbos, is it mutter l'taltal or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, since the fire was there, bein hashmoshes, it's mutter the whole day. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not. Okay. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Hamachas holach Rebbe the Yusbruch, where's the place? V'hoira ni paskind b'menorah ki Rabbi Shimon b'ner. He paskind in menorah like Reb Shimon holds in there. So it's not clear what that meant. Iboilu. Did he mean Hoira b'menoira k'Reb Shimon b'ner leheteira? Meaning he paskin leheter in menoira. Meaning he doesn't have this gzeira basically. Like Reb Shimon paskin in there. Even though those two have nothing to do with each other. So he doesn't like that. But that's how Rashi learned. Nothing to do with each other. That's like saying he paskined that it's mutter chveiz. It's mutter to do this like somebody else paskin. It's mutter to do this in another part. There's nothing to do with each other. It's just a lotion. He paskin the menorah leheter, just like Reb Shimon happens to hold its mutter in there. It was one psak. O Dilma was two statements. Hoyra b'menoyra le'isura, ukreb shimin b'ner le'heteira. Meaning he said, there were two psakim over there. He paskin, someone brought a mishaila with the menoyra, that he paskin le'isur, because we hold from the gzera. Then someone asked the mishaila in there, and he paskin le'hakula, because he holds like Reb Shimon. The kids, it's the way Rashi learns, the question is, what did Rebbe hold in menoyra? It's in Nair, he said, holds it's muta like Reb Shimon, which makes sense, they say, because this is Reb Shimon Levi talking. And Reb Shimon Levi paskins like Reb Shimon, so he would probably want to have Rebbe in that line. The question is, did he hold in Menoira like we said that it's also because it is Gzeira, or Rebbe didn't hold of this Gzeira? I'm not clear what he said there. Take, we're not sure, we don't know what he holds. Okay. Can you carry a Menoira in this case? Yeah, any size, either one. Seems not to have the whole Gzeira all together. Okay. Now, Rav Malkiyo Ikla Lebei Reb Simloi, he came to Reb Simloi's place. V'tiltel shrogo, he carried a ner shekova, meaning a candlestick that went out. He held like Reb Shimon. Okay. V'ikpid Reb Simloi. Reb Simloi was upset with him. Obviously, Reb Simloi holds like a Yehuda. He holds. You're not allowed to carry mimetalt a ner shekova. Fine. Reb Yosi Gliloya iklo la'asri de Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. He came to Reb Yosi Chanina's place. Tiltel shrogo, he carried the ner. He held like Reb Shimon. The ikvid Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina had a tain on him. Reb Chanina obviously holds like Reb Yehuda. Okay, that's reasonable. But now we're going to have one amoira splitting. Reb Abo ki ikla la asre de Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Now Reb Abo looks to be politically correct. When he went to Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Reb Yeshua ben Levi holds like Reb Shimon. So when he was by Reb Yeshua ben Levi, he carried it. Have a metal to shrug. Ki ikvil asri de b'yechon, Reb Yechon, he said paskins like Reb Yehuda. Lo have a metal to shrug. He didn't carry it. What does he himself hold, Reb Abo? Monofsho. Ik Reb Yehuda svirelei, levit ki Reb Yehuda. Ik Reb Shimon svirelei, levit ki Reb Shimon. What does Reb Abo hold himself? When he was by Reb Yeshua ben Levi, he acted like Reb Shimon, I'll be Reb Shimon, he carried it. When he was by whom? By Reb Yochanan, he was Machmir, like Reb Yehuda. What does he hold himself? He didn't carry it. No, he obviously meant he didn't. That means he meant he didn't. There was a chance that he didn't. I mean, he didn't do anything, Obviously, he didn't know he didn't. I mean, that's obviously what happened over here. So the Gemara portion. Now, obviously, you have two choices here. Either he really holds like Reb Yehuda, and he was politically correct by Reb Yehuda ben Levi, or he holds like Reb Shimon, and he was politically correct by Reb Yochanan. The first way is impossible. Because if he holds it's osur, he can't be makel because this Reb Yehuda ben Levi's place. That is not going to do. The other way is reasonable. Bad time he holds it's mortar. But out of respect for Reb Yochanan, he's not going to be makel in Reb Yochanan's town. That's why he himself carried. He was without umishum kvoide the Reb Yochanan who'd love of it. Okay, when he was Reb Yochanan's besmedish, he didn't walk around with a thing. He knows Reb Yochanan's paskin that way. Who's we? What do you mean, us white men? According to Tosis first Mahalach, Reb Yochanan paskin is like Reb Yehuda muktzamach masisa, and like Reb Shimon muktzamach mias. This muktzamach masisa. This muktzamach masisa.
Right.
Yeah, the way Rashi and the first Mahalach and Tos hold in Reb Yochanan. Yeah, but we're talking about Ner Shekova here. Not yeah. That's not 100% clear, but that's how the first system in Tos and Rashi sounds that way. It's not 100% clear to Rashi, but more or less. You have a shtickle problem. See, when you learn Reb Yochanan, we have a shtickle problem because that means Reb Yochanan is really saying that Muktzamachmas Iser is also Muktzamachmas Mias is Mutter. So he should have just said Aloha Kirib Meya. That's a problem. That's a Meya holds. Because it bothers them. But we have to make, once he said Aloha Kirib Yehuda, once he said Aloha Kirib Shim, we figure out he meant this, he meant that. He should have said Aloha Kirib Meya. That's a problem. But, okay, but that's how they learn it. They just said simply, he didn't say Reb Meya because the main players in Muktz are Reuben and Reb Shim. Reb Meya is not so famous. The players in Muktz, as you'll see throughout Shabbos, whenever you talk about Muktz, it's Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. So he pinned it that way. But in reality, he is really Reb Meya. That's why we have Reb Meya right here. Kol ha'neiros al chutzpah ha'neiros al chutzpah ha'neiros. And Mias he doesn't hold of. Okay. Good. Okay, it becomes an interesting Gemara again. The Muktzah, let's say Muktzah Machmas Mias, right? The Nir Yosha. So that we know, Rav Shimon doesn't hold of. That's a Shunah. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of any Muktzahs except if the candle's burning. So again, we said before, it's not, when we say Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Muktzah, it's not a black and white statement. It's a question always of degree. I mean, the famous Rav Shimon, if the light goes out, it's mutter. But if it's a plate, a lot of oil, it's awesome. He's got muktzah. He's just got it in a... He needs more to make muktzah, so to speak. You know, what Rav Yehuda holds, a person puts out of his mind. Rav Shimon holds, he doesn't. That's what it really comes down to. But if you get me the extreme cases, the extreme cases, Rav Shimon is maskil. Here the Gemara has a thought, and it'll be rejected in a gewisse muktzah machmas mius. Because again, it's... You have something, let's take a Nir Yosha. So it's mius. I don't know what level mius we're talking about over there. I mean, it's obviously not so mius, you can't walk into the room. I mean, it's just not used that much. So again, it's one of those judgment calls. Let's say a Nir. A candlestick, that's mous. So you could say, because it's mous, I'm not going to use it for anything anymore. So now it becomes 100% a fire thing. That's like Hatzoitzis we had before. Some that's 100% used for some that's also. That becomes always Klishim Lachtel Yisra, don't forget. Klishim Lachtel Yisra that we have can always be used for other things. It's not a standard usage, but it can be used for. At a certain point, the Mius, you're going to stop using it for anything else. At the extreme case, it's going to become nothing. I mean, if it's more like you can't walk into the room, I mean, it's nothing anymore because nobody uses it for anything anymore. It's a question of levels over here. So the Gemara, the Buddha says like this, Omer Yehuda, Shroga de Moshcha, Shori le Taltula. A candle meaning that was used with Shemen, Shori le Taltula. After it goes out, even Rashi says, even though it's most, right? We're talking about a near Cheres. Let's take the standard case. A near Shal Cheres, you lit it Friday night, the fire went out. Can you be Metaltula? That's a Shimon. That's a Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon says you can be Metaltula. Because the fire went out, he doesn't hold for Muktzah Machmas Yisra, and he doesn't hold for Muktzah Machmas Mitz. Zok there, but that's when you're using Shemen. The Nafta also the Taltal. Neft, what did we decide Neft was? Kerosene? Nafta. Whatever it smells, we had it before, it smells very bad. That's Mos and Gansen. That's my smells, right? It's the Maastricht. Even Reb Shimon will be moide there, nobody's using it for anything. So that's a pure thing, so even Reb Shimon will hold its Muktzah. Rabba Reb Yosef Damre Tavayu? No. The Nafta Nami Shol Tetula? Not true. It becomes, it's just Muktzah Machmas Mius, a little bit more Mius, but it still doesn't become Ois Keli. It's still a Kli. I could use it for something else, theoretically. Okay? Now, it was an interesting story here. Rav Avya Ikla Lebe Rova. Rav Avya came to me, Rav Avya maybe, came to visit Rova. Have a Mi'isan Bekare Betina. His feet or his legs were dirty with mud, I guess. Must have gotten dirty walking over there. Asivi Apurya, I sat down on the bed or the couch, place, what it was over there by Rova. Ikbid Rova. Rova was a little bit upset that he got his thing dirty. Okay. He's boiled to Ure. He wanted to chep him, obviously, with Shilas. Omalei, my timer. Rabbi, it's interesting how one Amora chepered the other one. You know what I mean? In fact, the Mashaila, you know, it's interesting. My time of Rabbi Reb Yosef, the Amri Tarvai Shogad and after Nami Shori Little Tulei. What's Taka the Pshat? How come Rabbi Reb Yosef said that a Shogad and after remains what it remains? It's the standard Muktzah Machmas Mius. It's a Kli that's somewhat Mos. So Reb Yehuda looks at it, okay, he's probably not going to use it for anything. If Shimon being more liberal, so to speak, in Muktzah, it's still a Kli, it has its uses, it doesn't become Muktzah. Why is that? Omalei, hoyo v'chazi l'ksuyi b'mon. This is the fun of the Yisraelis of Muktzah, because it's still a Keli. You can still use it, l'ksuyi b'mon. That's the Gemara's way of saying a simple usage. L'ksuyi b'mon, I could use it to cover something with bottle stopper, something like that. It has, what doesn't become a Keli? The fact that it smells somewhat doesn't make it ois keli. People will not be in guns and makta it from any usage. Comes to a very fundamental question here. You're telling me now that that's how you're looking at it, that a most dikener, now you're telling a little bit more most than your standard one, even after, doesn't become ois keli, it's not muktza. Why? Because it has simple usages. You can still call it a kli. You can use it to cover something up with. In fact, we have a very basic problem. Your classic muktza l'chol adeis is stones. That's right, it's stones in the street. They're not a kli, they're nothing. That's your classic muktza l'chol adeis. In fact, I understand. You can use a small stone to cover a mono also. If you're telling me that type of a usage makes a kli, and that's kli shemachlis or whatever, but it's not muktza. Said I rubbed the ganz hilchus muktza. There's no more muktza left, basically. There's nothing you can't cover a kli with. Elamiyata called tsoirisha bechotze metal, and all the stones in your chotze, which is your classic muktza. Hoil vechazelik suya bumon metal, you should be able to carry it. Hoil vechazelik suya bumon. Everything more very important. You said you can't make something a kli with that type of a usage. But if it is a kli, kolzman, it has that type of a usage, it remains a kli. To make a something, I can't call a stone a keli because I could use it as a bottle stopper. That you can't do. A stone is a stone, it's not a kli. But a kli, a bona fide kli, a candlestick, a kreuz, whatever you call that, because it becomes smelly, you want to say it's not a kli, it's a piece of garbage. You can't say that. Kol zman it can be used, like a suya b'mona. Very important thing. Omale, you're making this, it's a big difference. Ho ika toras keli ale, haneleka toras keli ale. The shem keli cannot go off so fast. To make a kli is a different story. It sounds away from this gemara. Because it has no usages. Rabbi Yehuda says it's pinned only to that one use, and that one use is isa. That could be ois kli and tumah, I don't mean that. But in the world of muktza, it has no usage but that usage of isa. That's why Yehuda makes it muktza. That's the key that we had on the Amen, that's chatzoitzris. Why is chatzoitzris not a kli, the trumpet? Why is it not a kli shamata l'isa? Why is it muktza ganza? Because it has absolutely no usage but the isa usage. That takes it out of the world of kelim for muktza. Basically, they're understanding that's what muktza machmas means does. You're not going to do anything with this thing except light it. They say no. Kozmana can say it's luxuya b'mona. It retains its identity as a standard kelim. Of course, it's a klisha machmas isa. We're not making it that. It's that, but you can't make it into a stone. And it brings a very interesting raya. Milo Tanya. Absolutely one of the most crucial pieces of Gemara Muktza, the Havon of Muktza.
That's why
we who don't hold of Noilat. As long as it has any little usage, it's okay. Correct. Good. Keep it in mind, that's about 80 blots from now. We will be back to that. What's 80 blot? 2.5 months, big deal. Milo Tanya, very interesting writing Gemara brings here. Very interesting writing. Hashirim vanizomim vataboyis. Jewelry. Shirim is a bracelet, I think. Nizomim, nose rings, bracelet, taboyis, rings, whatever, jewelry. Now, we're going to learn later, and that's mamish soon, contrary to popular belief, but according to the Gemara, you can't wear jewelry on Shabbos pretty much. Because the Sarabim were afraid she'll take it off and show her chavrut and she'll be carrying. And then they asked even in Chotzer, because she may walk into the Rishul Sarabim. That's Machlokes. This Mishnah, the Gemara understood, is going to that Manda Omar, that she can't wear jewelry even in a Chotzer. So basically, you basically can't wear jewelry, period, on Shabbos. So what does that mean? But they're not muktza. It's an interesting question. Let's assume that jewelry you cannot wear, period, on Shabbos. Nisht in the street and nisht in the chotze. Is it muktza now? One could reason that it should be muktza, yeah. And that Mishnah state nitazay. It's harehen kechol hakelim hanitlin b'chotzer, meaning you can be metaltel. You can't wear it. It's a very interesting thing. You can't wear the ring in the chotzer. because they were afraid if she puts on the ring, she'll walk out. But she can carry it around in the chutzah. It's not muktz, is what we mean to say. Now, basically, so what is it exactly? What is it on Shabbos? According to this Rambam, what's jewelry on Shabbos? It's a klishon latali yisur. Basically, it's like a pen. It's a klishon latali yisur. It's a kli that's used for Issa purposes. Because its purpose is to be worn. It so happens it's also to wear it on Shabbos. It's a klishon latali yisur. What?
Why isn't it
It wasn't expensive jewelry. I mean, I don't know if it was also. So it doesn't break. I don't know. Jewelry's not Mux Machson Kiss. I don't know. It doesn't break. That's something you're going to drop for it to drop. I mean, let's assume it's not so expensive. I mean, but. Now, so you have an interesting thing here. Why is it a Klisha Matalisa? Because you're telling me. Basically, it's a kli. It has usages. Its prime usage is it's good. It's like a pen. Why you have to tighten it the other way? You can tighten it on this like you're tying it over there. It's finished. I mean, we're going to do it now. It's basically nothing now. Jewelry is meant to be worn. You can't wear it, so it's nothing. It's like Lishlav. It's ois keli. In that sense, it should be ois keli, just the way you want to tighten it, shrug it and after. It can be used for lighting. It has all the usages. Yeah, but you're not going to use it for the other usages. Lamaisa, you're not, because it smells. So you're telling me that should make it ois keli for muktzah, because it becomes a muktzah for that. Say the same thing here. Lamaisa, what are you going to do with a fancy bracelet? She's going to wear it. She can't wear it. Just it's finished. Omar, so why is it taka metaltable? Omar, ula matam, po veika toras keli alei. Because since it has its Hashem Keli, all you need is any type of usage. It doesn't use it. You can cover up something. It's no worse than that smelly candelabra over there. You can use the ring to put, make a bottle stop. Whatever you want to make up. You see again that the fact which a Kli, which is now completely has limited its usage, doesn't make it Muktzah. It has a Torah's Keli. If I find any usage for it, which you'll always find some usage for a Keli, it remains what it is. Hokanami, Ovika Torah's Keli Aleo. Homer Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Brich Rachmon Baruch Hashem. But he didn't embarrass him. Okay, he had an answer. Okay. Basically, we'll get to it later, Shia, that Muktzah Masor and Kiz. Muktzah Masor and Kiz, but Derech Klal, is something that because of its value, you'll not move around on Shabbos. I don't know if that's true about Jewish, I don't know if that's true. It doesn't mean it's valuable. It's problematic to move it because you're going to say, but the Gemara we'll use is this lashon of kaveh lamokim. People don't move it. I don't know if you can say that about jewelry. Or we can say it's not expensive jewelry. That could be an interesting thing over there. So I'm curious how that works. Yeah. Anything is zelixim. One of them. That's just a lashon of the Gemara. It means anything, really. I mean, a stone in the street is the ksulei b'monah. The truth is, jewelry has other uses. You can quiet down a child with them. You can to find usages for jewelry. You're not the end of the world, you know. Okay. Well, now we come to the crucial thing in Reb Shimon. Ramalei Abaye L'Rab. He's got a problem here. Tanya, Moisra Hashem and Shebanev and Shebakai Ros. Reb Shimon Matar, the basic Reb Shimon. That the shemen that's left over when the candle goes out, I'm not maksimidaiti. I still use it. Almola Reb Shimon lesle muktza. He doesn't hold of that type of muktza. I mean, that you gave up on it. When it's burning, I can't fool around with it. That's true. But I don't take my mind off it after it's burning. Virimini Reb Shimon oimer amishnim beitza. Kol she'ein mumo nika. You're talking about p'chor over there. You're talking yontif, right? More or less the case is there was a... The animal fell into a bor. They want a bchor. You have to chokham has to paskin that it's a mum, and then you can shecht. Can you do that on yontif? Is Reb Shimon on makol shein mum and nikim erev yontif? If you didn't know on erev yontif that it had a mum, ein zem min namuchin. Pashas Gemara understands a complicated thing. Toys go so if it keeps shooter. Gemara understands from that logic meaning it's muktzah. Happens to be another problem there. Reb Shimon holds you're not allowed to paskin on. You're not allowed to paskin on a bchor and yontif because it's like paskining a din. But the Gemara says that the fact that he used the words eino min amuchin tells us he also holds its muktzah. Now, the shayla is like this. What's the difference over there? What's the difference? It's about the same case if you think about it. You have oil in your lamp. That's muksa machmasis. I can't get to it because I can't get to it. It's anisa stands in my way. Rabbi Yehuda says, if Ben Ashmosh is an Issa stood in your way, even when the Issa drops off, you can't get to it. That's basically what he says. And Rabbi Shimon says, when the Issa's there, it's there. When Issa falls off, you can do whatever you want with the Shimon. It's the same thing here. Why can't I get to that Pchor Ben Ashmosh?
Not the same thing.
Why?
Because there's always going to be 10% of the oil that's going to come off. I know it's coming.
Good. I told you, you're ahead of me. Because you learned the Gemara. That's what I was going to answer. Let me just say the question. You're right. That's what it says. And if you know, but you certainly want it to happen, let's put it that way. But let's hold off a second. Essentially, Pchor is the same thing. Ben Ashmoshes, it's Muktzah Machmasisa. I can't get to that Pchor because I'm not allowed to Shech the Pchor. I don't know there's a Mum there. Now, sometime in the middle of the day, the Mum, the Issa falls off because the Rav Paskins is a Pchor. It's essentially the same arrangement. It's Muktzah Machmasisa, the Issa fell off in the middle of the day. It has to be Yontif. You don't Shech the Shabbos, it's only Yontif, but it's the same arrangement. So, by the Shemin, you tell me, Rip Shimon said, as soon as the Issa falls off, I go to the Shemin. There you tell me that when the Issa falls off the Pchor, you can't go to the Behem. And for the Gemara, basically what you're saying, but it's an interesting way. Hochi asked, what's the connection? Hosom, and this is the sort of what we all say in Rip Shimon, Adam Yeshivu Metzapei Mosei Tich Ben Neiroi. He doesn't take his mind off. He's waiting for a cove to go out. He would like to have that oil. And that's why we said when it's a big thing, he's takamaksa daito. Because when he puts up a big amount, he's being Brady, puts up, expects it to burn the whole day. What do you put up as a yard site licht for? Look at him, sugar there. You want to burn till the end of summer, you don't put a yard site licht there. Terrence says he wants it to burn the whole day, and he expects it not to remain. But in the standing there, is what the Gemara calls Adam Yeshem Mitzap. He didn't take his mind off the Shemin. He expects it to go out. Now, what are you going to tell me over there? He's expecting on Erev Yontif or Ben Ashmos, he's got a Pchor without a Mum. He's expecting to Shecht it on Yontif. You know how many steps off of that he is? The Gemara makes it very dramatic. He's three steps away. Who said it will get a Mum? Who said the Mum will be a Mum Kavua? And who said a Rav will find a Rav to Paskin it? It's not enough a Mum. He has to have a Rav with Smicha to Paskin that it's a Mum. That's ridiculous. Nobody's thinking that way on Erev Yontif. Ben Ashmos, I have a Pchor here. I'm thinking, if it gets a Mum, and it's a Mum Kavua, and the Rav is in town, I'll have a thing to eat for supper tomorrow. That's not true. It's just not true, and if it's facts. Oh, it's Hochi Hashto. Oh, somebody, oh, so the Yeshum Tzapi must have a Neiroi. Hoscho. Oh, the Yeshum Tzapi must have a Yipo Bomum. Really? Meima Roman, person, me aim at the Nofel Bay. Where Cholop is going to be a Mum here? Imtim Salom at the Nofel Bay Mumo. Me aim at the Nofel Bay Mum Kavua. Who said it'll be a Mum Kavua? There are Mumum that can fall, they won't allow me to shecht it. Vimtim Salom at the Nofel Bay Mum Kavua. Me aim at the Mizdagic Le Chochom. Because you're not allowed to paskin that child. According to Shimon, it's very good because you're not allowed to paskin that on Yontif. So who said it'll get a Mum? Who said it'll be a Mum? Who said it'll find a Chochom that's going to do Shaloi Kadin? There's no reason in the world I should expect that to happen. Now, the truth is, Tosis proves you don't need all that drama. You don't need three steps. Even if you have one step, it's enough. Here, there's no step because I'm waiting for the light to go out. What? He doesn't even have his micrometer with him. And when he puts in a lot, that's Kairi. If he puts in a lot, it will be more than a big one. But in a small one, he put in, you know, that's it. He didn't have it measured exactly. What? Yeah, there's no reason. The truth, the only reason is you want it to burn after supper's over. That's the truth.
If you don't want to burn,
right. Yeah, I mean, depends when his daf yomi she was, you know what I mean? So it's right after supper. He needs another half an hour. But if he learned before, I can't get shalom. Mosif Romi Bachomo. Mefirin Nidorim B'Shabbos. Leave out the parentheses. Letzorich Hashab. Mefirin means by the wife. The husband and wife, right? A husband can knock off his wife's... Yeah, wife or daughter, correct? Nah, they're just like that in the first 24 hours. So if it's a neder, it's a tzayr of Shabbos, right? She took a neder, she wasn't going to eat. She's not going to eat flesh cheeks, she's not going to eat this. That's a tzayr of Shabbos. You can be made for it on Shabbos. Ah, that's very nice. Yeah, obviously, tzayr of Shabbos, meaning because she wants to eat it. So he's made for it, she eats it. Why isn't it muktzah? What happened to Muktzah over here? Because it was awesome. Tosfos says, let's say we're talking when she asked it on the whole world. That's a big problem. It's Muktzah for someone else. But let's go simple that she made, it's hers, so she asked it on the whole world. So that means Beis Isaac is back to the same story. It means Bein Hashmos Mutzamach Matzisa. I can't get to it. It's awesome. At 10 o'clock in the morning, her husband makes it heter. It's the same exact arrangement. Vamai. So there should be Muktza. Because even Reb Shimon, you're telling me that if there's a miyemar, this Gemara proves, even if there's one miyemar, meaning if there's one thing in the way, it should be muksa. Same thing. Miyemar, the mizdakik labal. Who said the husband will be around to be mefrit? She doesn't know that. Shalas, why not? Why shouldn't he be mefrit? It's a place that gets involved over here. Sometimes the husbands are afraid to be made for Nadorim because of a made for Lidvar Mitzvah. You're not allowed to be made for, he won't know the halacha, whatever it is. It's not 100% clear, it's not such a quick deal. So, Gemara, no, it's not true. Kidra Pinchas, we had this in need, the Mishmei de Rova. Dom Rav Pinchas, Mishmei de Rova, call her Noderis Adas Bayil. Forget, a woman is Noderis always Adas Bayil. Whenever she's Noderis, she has in her mind if my husband will agree. So that's equivalent to Yejiru Matzapa. She's basically, whenever she took the Neder, she's waiting for the husband to see what he'll say. So that's equivalent to Yejiru Matzapa. Good, that's by the husband. What about if she takes a Neder? That's past Tafora. She's not married. A man takes a Neder. Then you have to come on to Torah's Chochom. There, who said the Chochom will do it? Toshma Nisholim and the Dorim Shal Tzarek HaShabbos B'Shabbos V'amai Lema Miyema Demizdakek LeChochom. Yeah, who said you're going to bump into a Chochom? Who said the Chochom will do it? He may be also afraid of Nidre Mitzvah. Hossam Zog the Gemara, you don't need a Chochom. If you don't have a chochem, any three people can make Hatorah Sedorim. Many three people will get to make Hatorah Sedorim. That's not a big deal. But Bebchor, you can't say that. By the Bechor, he needs a chochem. He needs a Bechor, not Stam a chochem. He needs a guy with a heavy smicha. Who says he's going to bump into that guy? And who says he's going to do it? It's also to do it on Yontif. He's going to have a chochem who's a chochem for Bechoris, but doesn't know you're not allowed to. It's a hard thing to have. Here's a different story. All he needs is three Jewish moles. It was a big deal. Gets three guys in Mr. Medicine sit down and make that towards the dorm. Okay. Yeah, also for everybody. But the way, it's a simple way to learn also for everybody. We're talking about something that's simple ways to learn. She asked it on the whole world. My thing, I can ask it on the whole world. So now it's like chaza, basically. Now it became always chaza. Yeah, she remained muktzah. That's all. Oh, now we come to the original thing Reb Shimon we spoke. Reb Shimon says once the light goes out, it's mut. But when the light is on, when your candles burn, you can't carry it. What's there? Is that mut? Rashi said in the Mishnah, that's Shemi Yechaba. That we're afraid. That's a partial thing. You're afraid you can't carry around the candle. You're afraid it'll go out. So that's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara's going to reject that. Ramalei Abai Reb Yois, what's going on here? Mi Amar Reb Shimon Kof Samut L'Talat L'Kof Sa'in L'Kof Salo. Meaning when the fire is on, you can't carry it. As more fashtan in my time, why should that be? Why? Dilma Bahadi Dinokat Lo Kof Sa. That's your problem. You can't carry out a lit lantern or a lit candle because it may go out. Shekta Abai, what's the problem? That's a Dover Shein Miskaven. He suddenly doesn't mean, that means to put it out. He's telling me I can't carry. I want to bring the light to the side rooms. I'm using the light to see where I'm going. If I can't, I want the light. If it will go out, so what's the difference? It's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon also Dover Shein Miskaven is muta. So why should we also to carry a light? Hoshamin and Leila Reb Shimon. That we all know. Dover Shein Miskaven muta. Desanyo Reb Shimon Oimer Goyer Odom Kisei Mita V'Salsi. You can schlep a bench outside, even though you're making like ditches in the earth, which is Choyresh. Uvivashli Skaven Lasos Chritz. You can't have Kavona. That's awesome. But if you're schlepping the bench, it's not very heavy, so it's not segregation. If it makes a ditch, I don't care. That's Reb Shimon's dinner. Dov Shem Skaven is Muta. So to give a very interesting thing over there, when you pull the bench and make a chritz. Let's say you did have in mind. Would that be an Issa Doraisa? No. Because it's Kelach Hayad. That's not the way you dig ditches. You don't dig ditches by schlepping things behind you. So it'll be an Issa Drabona. And it was a maybe take interesting have Amina. When did Reb Shimon say Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter? Where? If you did it, it'll only be an Issa Drabona. But if you did it Bechavona, it'll be an Issa Doraisa. Then even Reb Shimon asks Dover Shein Miskaven. Now here, if you Bechavona put out the light, So it's not so simple. It would be a daraisa, even though it wouldn't, because it's in tzichel gufo. But there could be a case where there would be a daraisa. There is a daraisa from chaven somewhere. Zog the Gemara, kol heichadim chaven iko isa daraisa. Where, if you did it bechavon, it's an isa daraisa. Like here, kilo mechaven gozer Reb Shimon midrabonon. Kol heichadim mechaven ike sur drabonon. Kilo mechaven shori Reb Shimon lechatchilo. Oh, the Gemara right away rejects it. It's impossible because we've learned already that's not true. We had this case on Choftes. Mosiv Rovo, Moichri Ksus, people who sell begodim, Moichrin Kedarkum, even though they're shatnes, they can wear them. Why? Because they don't have kavona for the hanode. Ubovachli skaven bechamne achamek shomne akshomim. Atznu and frumem avshil ma'akla achareim. Those are very careful, but it's mutter. That's Reb Shimon. That's dov shenem skaven. We said that has to be napsegration. If it's raining, you have to have an umbrella on already. Okay. Now, if you have kavona there, it's a deraisa. That's shatnes. So you see, even where if you have kavona, it's a deraisa. Reb Shimon holds. That's how we know. Reb Shimon holds dov shenem skaven is mutter. Finished. So we're back where we started. So why can't she carry the candle when it's lit? We're afraid it'll go out. So Dov Shen Meskaven. Dov Shen Meskaven is Mutan. V'hohocho. By Kilayim, by Shatnez, the Ki Mechaven is Surah Doraisa Iko. Kilo Mechaven. Shavi Reb Shimon L'chatchila. Still it's Mutan L'chatchila. Dov Shen Meskaven is Mutan. So that's not the reason. It's going to be more with a new story. We make a mistake in Gansan. The problem with a Nair when it's burning is Muktzu. It's a different mutz. It's bosses ledovra also. El omar rova hanach lener shemen upsilo hol venase bosses ledovra ho also. The shalheves, the flame, is a dover ho also. It's mutz. The flame is mutz. Everything else is a bosses. The psilo he says is a kli, but it's a bosses to that. The shemen is a bosses to that. The candlestick is a bosses to that. And Tais points out very well, we've got to make the Shemen also here. What do we mean the Shemen? What do I care about the Shemen? The Shalheves is Mukta. So the candlestick is supporting the fire. Yeah, but if the Shemen would be Mukta, then it's a Bosses Ladovra also Ladovra Mukta. So it would be still be Mukta. That's a good question. Basically, because it's nothing. It's nothing. It's like stones. Chazanish has a whole philosophical treatise over here. Why is Shalheves Mukta? Otherwise it's doing its function. It shouldn't be more. Like, shoot, they understand it's like a stone. It has nothing, you know. But the Tais points out very well. The Shemen, you have to make Muktzah too. Because the Shemen is Mutter, and the candlestick is a boss to the Shemen and to the fire. And a boss to the Dovarut, Dovar Mutter is a Gansa Esek. So everything now becomes awesome. The Psil is a boss, the Shemen is a boss, the Nair is a boss. Everything is Muktzah, and Enoch Hanami. It's also Muktzah, boss now. So once the fire goes out, that's a Shemen. There's no Megiddus Katsoi. That also falls off, that's always. But when the fire is on, it's a boss to the Dovarut.